My name is Anthony. I am an alcoholic. And I want to thank Mark for asking me to be your 10-minute speaker, and thank Darren in advance for his share. He was able to come up to Washington and speak for New Year's at our home group, and so it's always good to see you. It's good to be here with you guys, and I I'm always grateful to come back here now, you know. You know, I also want to thank the men that came up down from Washington with me. You know, a couple of men from our home group and some sponsees and a grand sponsee, you know, and to be able to sit in meetings with your line of sponsorship, it's a gift that I didn't understand at first, that this was a well-trotted out path. We weren't making up anything brand new. The flying blind period is over, you know. This program works, and it works really well, and it works one day at a time. You know, and to my greater sponsorship line, and we had sponsorship meeting before the, you know, here, and it was great to be with all the men and be a part of something bigger than just me. I don't know. I love drinking. I love drinking. You know, if you're new, if you're in your first year, I want to welcome you, you know, and let you know you never have to drink again if you don't want to. And even if you want to, you don't have to. We found a way out. You know, I love drinking. I love what it does to me. I love what it does for me, you know, and it was ever since my first drunk, you know, you know, and I'm not talking about my first drink. I don't really remember those first, you know, drinks, like a pull off my dad's Lowenbrau at a barbecue or something like that, or a spoonful of Kahlua from my grandma at Christmas. You know, I'm talking about like when me and my friend Sam, we got together, you know, and we put a few dollars together and went down to Eddie's Liquor on Santa Fe and Long Beach, where I'm from, you know, and we got a pack of Reds and a couple bottles of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill, you know, and I love that stuff. I think that stuff's made for the junior alcoholic, you know what I mean? It comes in the starter kit, and I remember we went to a ditching party at this girl's house, and I took that bottle and I drank it, you know, and up to that point, you couldn't have told me, like, that I felt so different from everybody. You know, I knew there was something missing, but I don't know. I don't know any different. You couldn't told me the home life that I came from was a broken home. It was just the home that I came from. You know, or the neighborhood I grew up with in was poor, or it was called the projects. It was just where I lived, you know. But I remember when I drank that, you know, I had found something I didn't know I was looking for. You know, and it did that thing to me, you know, that warmness in the chest and up the back of the neck, and my shoulders would drop and I could breathe, you know, and it's one of those common things you hear people say that happen, you know. I could talk to girls and I could, you know, mess around with the guys and just dare me to do something, you know, and I was down, and I love that spot. I love that spot, you know. You know, and that was about 12 or 13 years old. I didn't get in trouble right away, you know. I you know, it took me about a year before I was in my first meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I remember being 14 years old and just, it used to be the youngest guy in the meeting. That's not the case anymore. You know, and when I look back at that time, you know, before I learned what alcoholism is, before I learned what the program of Alcoholics Anonymous is and does, you know, I just remember hearing people's stories that they would share, and I just thought, those aren't my problems. You know, I'm just here for this court card. You know, and I'd get my little court card signed, you know, but when I look back right now, sober, in that 2020 sober hindsight, with a trust and reliance upon a higher power, You know, I can look back now and see that my higher power is looking out for me. You know, I believe he's saying, look, boy, if you survive yourself, this is where we're at and this is what we do. I'm one of those guys that Alcoholics Anonymous has, you know, there's an old saying that all roads lead to Rome. You know, and for me in my life, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, all my life's roads have continually led me back here at 14, at 18, at 21, at 28 years old. At 28 years old is when I came to the High Desert Big Book Group. I was living in Long Beach, and if you call it living, you know, I had been on a 3-year run, and I found myself living in a tent with two other people under the 21st and Orange Bridge. You know, and I was homeless when I didn't have to be. You know, and it's not that the people around me abandoned me. They just couldn't be around me out of self-preservation. They can't see their son and their brother and their friend killing himself one day at a time with booze. You know, and I did that thing that some people do. I went down to the VOA in Skid Row, and they shipped me up here to Acton. You know, and that's when that was the first time I met Mark. I got all the crying out already at sponsorship meetings. So. I love this guy. And, you know, H and I came into those meetings and they would share their experience, strength, and hope. And it was a lot different from when I was 14, 18, and all these other times I had visited you guys. You know, and I started to look at it and I thought, you know, I had felt some of those ways and I had done some of those things. Maybe this could work for me. You know, and I came out here and I started to adopt some of the practices you showed me. You know, but there was a part that was in the reading, you know, earlier, and it talked about, you know, trying to look at myself like I was some sort of exception to the rule. Like, I don't have to do everything you guys do, you know what I mean? And today I know there's a difference between, you know, relief and recovery. You know, I'm not just trying to put out a little fire here. You know, my life's on the line, and at 6.5 years sober, I relapsed. You know, and I didn't go into the bar or liquor store. For me, I had gotten really ill that year. I had pancreatitis in the spring, gallstones in the summer, and ulcerative colitis in the fall. You know, and so I went from 225 pounds down to 140 pounds. You know, and I lost so much blood. You know, and it was in the hospital, you know, where I relapsed on pain medication. You know, and I understand today that a lot of people go to the hospital and they do what they're supposed to do there and they get out and they do what they're supposed to do here, you know. But I was lying about it when I got out of here. And I was out for 4 months, you know. And at the end of that 4 months, my sobriety date is January 23rd of 2015. You know, I surrendered in the parking lot of a Tarzana treatment center detox out in Tarzana, you know, and my wife had driven me there to make sure I got there, you know, and our 8-month-old baby was sitting in the back of the car, and you know what I remember from that is she just turned to me and she said, Anthony, how come I can never depend on you? And it was one of those moments that I had to accept that I had made that moment happen. You know, and you know, I don't know how you get from there to here. You know, I got out of that detox after 12 days, and a week later, you know, my probation officer called me, and I had some unsettled business there, so I had to turn myself in for another month and a half. You know, and when I got out of there, I started suiting up and showing up again. You know, I think that was the first time in my life in a real way that I was able to come all the way into the room and sit all the way down in one of your chairs. When I was able to start to take this for what it was, you know, and a lot has happened over these years. Me and my wife are still together and we're in the best place we've ever been in our life. that 8-month-old baby just started sixth grade, you know, a couple weeks ago. You guys will meet him. We'll be down in November. You know, my life is built up around this, and it's not just all the blessings, you know, the material stuff. You know, the greatest gift I found here in Alcoholics Anonymous is the ability to help another alcoholic, just like it was shown with me. You know, and I know that I'm one of the fortunate few that get to return that gift, you know, and so I'm grateful to be here with you. Thanks for letting me share.